evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Thursday, June 21st, 2007. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C. Needless to say, the headquarters of American Free Press. I stopped down there at the American Free Press office today, and they're putting a paper together, and it looks like it's going to be a good one. I managed to actually catch a couple errors, so I earned my keep this week, folks. And now here we are, back on the radio together tonight. And if you don't know it, folks, you need to know it. The House of Representatives has effectively declared war against Iran. Did you know this? I don't think it's received much national publicity, but it's the kind of thing that does deserve publicity. By a vote of 411 to 2, the House of Representatives has called upon the UN Security Council to charge Iran's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad with violating the 1948 Genocide Convention. Now, this legislation is non-binding, but as the former Israeli ambassador to the United Nations, Dori Gold, writes in a Jerusalem Post, it clearly makes a legal determination that Ahmadinejad has engaged in quote-unquote incitement to commit genocide through his call that Israel be wiped off the map. Well, folks, if you know anything about that famous quote that Ahmadinejad called for Israel to be wiped off the map, he didn't call for Israel to be wiped off the map. He said that Israel should be dismantled, that Israel eventually would disintegrate, that it would be kind of like the regime change. He compared it to the regime change in the Soviet Union, the breakdown of the old Soviet Union. Ahmadinejad has never threatened to attack Israel, but 411 members of the House of Representatives voted in favor of this, what I say is effectively a declaration of war against President Ahmadinejad and the people of Iran. Guess who the two people were who voted against this war measure? I'm glad that they are the two. Ron Paul, Republican of Texas, and Dennis Kucinich, Democrat of Ohio. That's right. Probably the two best people in the House of Representatives, as far as I'm concerned. And they did vote against this insane resolution. Good for them. More when we come back, folks.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. on the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins, Piper here. Before we went to the first break there, I was talking about the fact that the House of Representatives, a couple people obviously did not vote. There's 435, actually at this moment, 434 members of the House of Representatives. We were so sorry to lose a member of Congressman, a member of Congress recently who died, and I am being facetious there. But only two people voted against the resolution among all those voting. 411 voted for the resolution, accusing President Ahmadinejad of Iran, of accusing him of genocide, incitement to commit genocide. As I say, that's effectively a declaration of war. People will quibble with that, but needless to say, that's what it constitutes. And there were two good people, Ron Paul and Dennis Kucinich, who voted against it. Now, it's interesting, Kucinich said that those translations used in the bill were either misquoted or out of context. But, you know, it's funny, now people are taking issue with that and saying, they're citing that's propaganda itself. And they say that Juan Cole, a University of Michigan professor, is the person who has falsely defended Ahmadinejad. They point out that Cole has said that the idiom, that phrase wiped off the face of the map, does not exist in Persian. And what Ahmadinejad actually said was, this occupation regime over Jerusalem must vanish from the page of time. Well, now what's interesting is National Review Online, that's the website of the National Review gang, these treacherous conservatives in the William F. Buckley sphere of influence. They have an article online today at nationalreview.com in which they try to show that Ahmadinejad did in fact call for Israel being wiped off the map. And it's interesting because they're claiming that in their own official translations, the Iranian government translated it into English as to read, wipe Israel off the map. Okay, well, that's all very convoluted, folks. Forgive me for that. But the point is this, that may have been an Iranian translation into English of what Ahmadinejad said, but that in and of itself was a faulty translation. If any of you are familiar with the process of translating into the English language from other languages, particularly difficult and flowery languages like Persian and Arabic, a lot of the times the translations just don't quite make it. I've had enough experience with them myself that I see sometimes that it amazes me sometimes that foreign government websites, foreign government publications, even scholarly journals in the Arabic world in particular, their translations are not the best, folks. They'll even have multiple spellings for names of people in one article. Five different spellings for Muhammad. I'm only slightly exaggerating there, folks. But nonetheless, it is a lie that Ahmadinejad has ever called for the destruction of Israel. The implication, of course, being that he's calling for the mass murder of all the citizens of Israel. No, what he has said is that the Israeli regime should be dismantled. That is, the illegal occupation government that reigns over Palestine. That's what he said, folks. He's never talked about killing the Jews, and anybody who tells you that he actually said that or believes that or even wants to do it is simply a liar. That's just the way it is, folks. Well, we know all about the big mess with Hamas and Fatah. I've talked about it on this program, and I'll tell you what's very interesting. In the latest issue of Forward, the big Jewish newspaper out of New York, is a very interesting paid advertisement which features an article by M.J. Rosenberg. Mr. Rosenberg used to be with AIPAC, the American Israel Public Affairs Committee, but he's gone soft, and he has been one American Jewish critic of Israel and of the neoconservatives. And what's interesting is his article is entitled "A Hamas-Run Gaza." A Hamas-Run Gaza. We can thank ourselves. And in it, he writes this, folks. Listen to this. Back when Hamas was just a gleam in Sheikh Ahmed Yassin's blind eye, Israeli right-wingers were implementing a strategy to eliminate the authority of Palestinian moderates by building up religious extremists. These Israelis, some very high in Likud governments, believed that only supplanting Arafat's Fatah with Islamic fundamentalists would prevent a situation under which Israel would be forced to negotiate with moderates. It was in 1978 when the government of then Prime Minister Menachem Begin indirectly assisted the startup of a quote-unquote humanitarian organization known as the Islamic Association, or Mujama. The roots of this Islamist group were in the fundamentalist Muslim Brotherhood, of which Hamas is an offshoot, and it soon was flush with funding and political support. The right-wing strategists devised the theory of creating Hamas as an alternative to Fatah because they believed that Muslim Brotherhood types would devote themselves to charity and religious study and passively accept the occupation. They certainly would never put Israel on the spot by offering to negotiate. Likud governments even deported Palestinian advocates of nonviolent resistance at the same time that they were doing everything they could to build the street credo of fanatics who, a few years later, would proclaim themselves Hamas, dedicated to Israel's elimination. The pro-Hamas tilt accelerated in 1988, when Yasser Arafat himself announced that he favored the two-state solution and that previous PLO demands that Israel be replaced by Palestine were, in his words, kaduk, which means apparently inoperative. Well, it goes on and on, folks. Very, very interesting article by Mr. Rosenberg. You can't get much better a source than that, an American Jew who used to work for AIPAC, who's now become a critic of AIPAC and of its allies in the Likud movement in Israel. So in any case, folks, the point is this, that, you know, all this hand-wringing over Hamas and how terrible it is, my God, nothing worse than Hamas. Folks, well, so they say. Just turns out that Hamas was essentially, in the beginning, as we've said, as I've written about myself, as many, many others have said, I don't claim to have the inside scoop on that, it was a creation of Israel. Now, of course, it took on a life of its own. Indeed, it did take on a life of its own, and it does represent, certainly, if the votes cast in the Palestinian last election for the Palestinian parliament were concerned, it captured the support of a majority of the Palestinian people. Well, all of that having been said, folks, just comes back to what I've said since we started talking about this over the last several days. It's just going to get worse. anybody who thinks that the Israelis really, really do want to sit down with Prime Minister Abbas, the leader of Fatah, they're kidding themselves, whistling past the graveyard, as they say. While it's very fashionable to say, oh, isn't it wonderful? Isn't it wonderful that the moderates are now fighting against these terrible Islamic fundamentalist fanatics? Oh yes, everybody's saying that. All the nicey-nice do-gooders are saying this kind of thing. These are people who don't know the history of this gangster state we know as Israel. They don't know the history, or they choose not to know the history. In either case, that's the story, folks. It's a most unfortunate situation. And, you know, what's most unfortunate from my perspective as a flag-waving super patriot, as an American nationalist, as someone who loves this country and doesn't want to see this country policing the world or trying to police the world, that's what the New World Order is, folks. Well, I don't like to see what's happening, and, you know, it's just going to lead to more bloodshed for Americans one way or the other, whether it's fighting in Iraq or, dare I say, fighting in Iran or just being bogged down in that whole mess, that whole horrible mess that began in 1948 when an illegal state was imposed upon the people of the Middle East. I do call for the dismantling of the state of Israel. As I've said before, if we have to rescue the Jewish people in Israel and bring them here to the United States and put them up in a new state, well, then let's do it. But they have no place occupying that land in Palestine, and there will never be peace in Palestine until we get them the hell out of there. So I suggest we do it peacefully, nonviolently, and just get them out. Because what's going to happen is, if they don't get out, they will eventually be run out by other people. And I don't want to see that happen, because I don't like violence. I don't like war. I never have. I never will. I'm not a pacifist, folks. Not a pacifist by any means. And I don't think most people are pacifists. I know a few pacifists. But in this day and age, you do have to arm yourself to protect yourself. But you don't have to police the world, and you don't have to try to rule the world. And that's what the Zionist movement, which we know generally as the New World Order, is all about. All right, well, I'm going to talk a little bit more about war when we come back. And then we're going to go to the phones. I know there's got to be some callers out there who want to say something. So stay tuned.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit CoreDocuments.com now. This new HRA IRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We've got a contingent of callers waiting to come up, and I'm going to bring them up here pretty shortly. I did want to tell you something that is now being made available through Republic Broadcasting. Now, you know, I've listened to shortwave myself. I don't have a shortwave radio right now, at least not one that works, but I know that a lot of times it's really tough to tune in shortwave. I remember years ago trying to listen to the old Tom Valentine program with a shortwave radio that I had, and it was vital that I listen to that particular program live that evening, and the only way, and believe me, folks, I experimented many different ways, the only way that I was able to listen to that program and hear what was being said without any interruptions, without it fading in and out, and believe me, I am not kidding you, I put that shortwave radio under the small of my back and laid on top of it in my bed. That was the only way that I could get it tuned in. How I discovered that, I couldn't tell you, but that was the only way. I had it, held it in half a dozen different positions, and that's one hell of a way to have to listen to the radio. Well, there is a solution to it. There is a solution to it, and that's if you switch to KU satellite. And as they have described it, it comes in crystal clear, folks. It comes in, it's a better signal than C-band. I don't even know what that is, but those of you who know about this know that this KU now has a better signal than C-band. That's C as in capital C. And it comes in better than shortwave. In fact, it's so good, it sounds like it has the quality of listening to your own local FM radio station. Good quality sound. And guess what? It's only $149.95 plus shipping. And there's no monthly fees, and you can listen to RBN for free. You can listen to RBN for free. So if you want to check out this KU satellite, that's KU, you can go to the website of RBN at republicbroadcasting.org, Or, you know, I'm sure if you want to, if you don't have the internet, and believe it or not, there's a lot of people out there who don't have the internet and still listen on shortwave or listen through other means. That, but you can drop a note to RBN, Round Rock, Texas, and I'm sure they can send you in the mail some information. The address at RBN is 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Now, if you don't have a pen and paper handy, folks, I'll bet you if you just dropped a note in the mail to Republic Broadcasting Network, Round Rock, Texas, 78664, if you can remember that, you can probably get your letter right through. So why don't you try that out, folks? It's something to consider. Just wanted to mention that because, you know, we want to keep our audience out here any way we can, getting our audience to listen in the best way for each person. Not everybody, as I say, has the internet, so, and those of you who have shortwave, sometimes, you know, there is some trouble with it. So that's just something for you to keep in mind. Now, folks, before we went to the break, I was talking about this aspect of war and how, you know, I don't like war. And it's kind of interesting, folks. I had forgotten something that was posted on the internet. You know, there's a website up on the internet. You can go to michaelcollinspiper.com. It's a subsidiary website of amfirstbooks.com. This website features e-versions of my various books. It also has some articles that I've written, a little bit about my history and my work and everything. It's an interesting website. I credit Bill Fox, the head of americafirstbooks.com, amfirstbooks.com, for doing a good job in putting it together. But, you know, I'll tell you what's interesting, folks. Bill put up a transcription of something that I said right here on this network on May 16th, 2006, but it was on Greg Szymanski's show. That's that famous show, I suppose, where I quote-unquote debated Eric John Phelps, and I'm not referring to Queen Eric Esther Hufschmidt. This is Eric John Phelps. He of Vatican did it fame. Well, here is a transcription, and forgive me, folks, I'm going to be reading you a transcription, I guess I should say, when we come back, because we are going to the break. I'm going to be reading you a transcription of some comments I made almost, actually over a year ago, and they are as fresh today as they were then. So bear with me, folks, when we come back, we'll get to that, and we will get to your calls. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold. With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth.
So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
All right, folks, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington. I didn't realize before I went to the break there that I was running out of time, so I kind of was stumbling around there in those last few moments talking about this thing that has been posted at michaelcollinspiper.com. And it is a transcription of some comments that I made on Greg Szymanski's program, and which I had quite forgotten about, but I'm glad Bill Fox posted them. Now, let me preface it by saying, you know, years ago, or actually I should say just this past year, a very prominent Jewish psychiatrist died. And his obituary in the New York Times noted that he had done studies of anti-Semitism and found that many people who were anti-Semitic had problems in toilet training as children, and this is what has caused their anti-Semitism. Now, I'm not kidding you, folks. That is a fact. I have that clipping around somewhere, and I must remember to read that book that he wrote. In fact, I think I did read it years ago. But in any case, you know, the term anti-Semitism has been broadened now to include people who are critics of Israel, whether or not they ever have anything bad to say about Jews or the Jewish religion, but if they are critics of Israel, they are therefore anti-Semites. Well, as I have said repeatedly, then please count me among the anti-Semites. But I would caution to tell you frankly that I, as much as I've tried to remember back to my childhood in the days of toilet training, I don't recall having had any problems with toilet training. So that does not account for my anti-Semitism. However, this transcription perhaps does explain it. I'm going to read it to you. This is a transcription of what I said on Greg Szymanski's program. And this is what I said. I have always been interested in politics since I was about 7 or 8 years old. I actually started out being interested in the history of the Civil War. From there, it developed into a growing interest in U.S. political affairs in general. During the Vietnam War, as a child, I was very much against the war because I was just instinctively anti-war. And then I eventually saw the effect that the war had on my older brother, who was actually drafted and went to Vietnam. He is dead today. He survived the Vietnam War, but he never completely recovered from the physical and psychological impact of the war. In any case, being very, very anti-war, I started studying U.S. foreign policy. By the time I was about 16 years old, I had pretty much come to the conclusion one of the real powder kegs for U.S. foreign policy was the Middle East. And that was precisely, I determined, because of all-out U.S. support for Israel. And there is no question but that there is all-out U.S. support for Israel. As a consequence of that, I believe that we were victim of the 9-1, one terrorist attacks. Whoever was responsible for 9-1-1, it was a direct outgrowth of the U.S. involvement in the Middle East. Number one, involvement on behalf of Israel. And number two, of course, we have found ourselves embroiled in this war in Iraq. And now if the Zionists and their controlled politicians like George W. Bush had their way, we will get into a war against Iran. So needless to say, as I've always said, I say it on my program all the time, I say it any time I'm interviewed anywhere, the one thing which is consistent about U.S. Middle East policy is the fact that it is based on lies, bullying, and double standards. Okay, folks, that's the origin of my anti-Semitism, just for the record. I let the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith make a point of that in their file. Has nothing to do with my toilet training problems, folks. But in any case, that's the story. My mother always accused me of quoting myself all the time. Well, I certainly just did that. Okay, well, let's go to the phones. We have Mike in Illinois. Mike, come on up.
Hey, Mike, I'm anti-Semitic, if you define it, anti-Semitism, as pointing out the truth and putting America first.
Okay.
I'm very anti-Semitic, if that's the definition of it. You talked about, in the beginning of your show, Ahmadinejad and, you know, him being misquoted or mistranslated about wiping Israel off the map. You know, when it comes to Iran and Israel, I'm between a rock and a hard place, because on one hand, I can't stand the government in Iran.
And, right.
You know, my dad was in the government, in the Shah's government. However, despite the brainwashing at home that the Shah is, you know, the best thing since apple pie, I've come to realize he wasn't that great a guy either.
Right, right. I know where you're coming from, and I know where you're going. Yeah.
Yeah. So, basically, it's the same thing with most people. They can't hold two opposing viewpoints at the same time. On one hand, the Iranian government is very bad and oppresses their people. But on the other hand, Israel is very bad and oppresses the whole region. So you have two bad guys, and most people just can't handle that fact.
You know, that's a very interesting perspective, particularly coming from your background. And, you know, like I say, I find it very difficult to defend a lot of the things that the Iranian government does or maybe does not do. But on the other hand, I think you put your finger on something there. You know, we're so accustomed in the United States here to having people like Ahmadinejad or foreign leaders, they're either painted, you know, it's a black or white type situation.
Right.
They're either the guys wearing the black hats or the guys wearing the white hats, and the Israelis always have white hats on, and Ahmadinejad always has a black hat on.
That's right. It's kind of similar to, if you roll up in your car on a accident on the highway, your first thought is, okay, who caused it? Who's at fault? You know, it's just like a natural human tendency to categorize people at fault, good guy, bad guy, good guy. And, you know, when it comes to Middle Eastern politics, it's very complicated. And, you know, Americans are just ripe for the picking when it comes to painting somebody as a bad guy, because, you know, most of them are interested more in American Idol and, you know, their football team than they are what's going on with the world. It's really kind of sad.
I have this friend who I refer to on the show all the time as a big-shot lawyer. And he is a big-shot lawyer, actually, and he's a Irish Catholic from New York, really a great guy, one of my best friends in the whole world. But, you know, I love to torture him by asking him which group of Arabs he likes today, because, whenever the Bush administration is kissing up to the Saudis, I say to him, well, hey, wait a minute, I thought you guys hated the Saudis last week, you know, and he just gets completely speechless, and this is a guy who is otherwise very articulate.
Right.
But he is just like most Americans, like you say, who don't understand a lot of these intricacies. I mean, and I'm not sure that I do myself.
Well,
but
you know, I have a similar friend, in a buddy of mine since I grew up with. We've like known each other since fifth grade, And, you know, he's involved in, you know, world affairs and politics. He tapes the ABC Nightly News every day when he gets home. He watches it. So he's abreast of situations. And recently I started talking about the clampdown the Jewish lobby has in this country, in the media and the government. And he's just like, why are you anti-Semitic? And I can't believe this otherwise smart guy cannot see through, you know, the brainwashing he's been given and just realize the truth. I point out to him that about 50% or more of the owners in professional sports, NBA or football, are Jewish. And the fact that they're less than 2% of the population, doesn't that strike you as odd? And he just kind of shrugs his shoulders and like, well, they're just, you know, successful people or whatever. And I just shake my head. I just can't believe how much of a sheep this guy is.
Well, see, this is it. I mean, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And I guarantee you, Mike, if there's a million people out there listening to us tonight, or if there's only 10 people out there listening to us tonight, I hope the figure falls somewhere in the middle of that. But in any case, I guarantee you that every single one of the people listening here has a friend or family member just like the friends that you and I have. You know, that they just, they're smart people, they're good people, they don't really have any real axes to grind, but they just can't quite get it about what's happening and why it's happening.
Yeah, it's amazing, and it comes from years of growing up and Jews painted as the victims and good people that are always victimized. And whenever you go against that, they just fall into the anti-Semitic category.
A strange world we live in. But listen, Mike, I got to move on. We got a whole raft of callers here, but I appreciate your calls.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
All right. Let's go to Edward in Ohio. Edward, what's going on in Ohio and in the world?
Hi, Michael.
How you doing tonight?
Okay, how are you doing?
All right.
I would like to jump all over this genocide issue, Mike. I've read my Bible more than 10 times. I don't recall how many times I've read it. I know what's in here, okay? And a lot of people don't know what's in the Bible because they don't read it. And one thing I've noticed is when someone calls up a radio talk show host, not you now, but when someone calls up some other program, they basically do not allow them to quote the Bible. And I'm not going to ask you if I can quote the Bible, but I would like to at least refer to a few verses of Scripture. I think there's a plan to keep people ignorant. And one of the things that the Bible talks about is genocide. In 1 Samuel 15, verses 1 through 3, like it or not, and I agree with this because I'm a Christian, God commanded the children of Israel to commit an act of genocide against Amalek, or the Amalekites.
Uh-huh.
Through Samuel and Saul, and you know, to King Saul, in other words, through his prophet Samuel. I don't need to quote. I'm just going to refer to it. 1 Samuel chapter 15, verses 1 through 5. People can check this out. Now, my point is this. Genocide, therefore, is not necessarily wrong. What this thing is about genocide, it is a tactic. And people have just been so conditioned to believe that genocide is wrong, and I think that they're hoping that the people won't even check it out in the Scriptures. Genocide is not necessarily wrong. What I think that the Judaists are trying to get people to do is to look beyond what they're doing and focus in on the genocide and hoping that the propaganda against genocide will be enough to move people onto their side and away from this talk of wiping people off the map or committing genocide or even disagreeing with them. And it's a problem. Now, if people are if people are talking about genocide or just simply disagreeing with them, that's what we ought to focus on. I mean, talk about toilet training producing anti-Semitism. What causes people to not like blacks? I mean, come on.
Yeah.
I'm thinking it has to do with what you said. It has to do with how people are. If people don't act right, I'm not going to like them. And if someone tells me that I'm bad for not liking them, there's something wrong with that person.
Well, let's look at it historically. You know, if I recall, I don't have the exact figures, the Jews were kicked out of virtually every country in Western Europe. Now, if that Jewish professor is right, then there was a terrible lack of toilet training in Europe.
Oh, yeah, that's absurd. That's absurd. I've seen a list of that, too. It had to do with their machinations. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that word correctly. Their usury, things like that. I mean, I'm halfway done with Martin Luther's On the Jews and Their Lies. On part 7, he talks about how they hate us. And if I might quote part of it.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'll just quote part of a sentence. This is from part 7 of On the Jews and Their Lies by Martin Luther. In proof of this, we cite the bold boast with which they strengthen their faith and give vent to their venomous hatred of us. I'm going to quote that again, their venomous hatred of us. Now, it's not necessarily wrong to hate, because the Bible says, ye that love the Lord, hate evil, in Psalm 97, verse 10.
That's exactly right. I've heard that quoted before, and that's very interesting.
But if they're going to talk about hatred, then, you know, people need to look at, you know, to see who's hating who and for what reason. So I'm just kind of blowing off some steam here. I think that what we need to do is to look at why people dislike these people that call themselves Jews, to the point that maybe some would like to exterminate them. That's what I think we ought to look at. So,
well, this little problem child called Israel, I think maybe they need some toilet training over there.
Apparently.
All right, Edward, thanks for your call.
Oh, you have a good night.
All right. Let's go to Mike in New York. Mike, come on up.
Mike.
How are you this evening?
Good. Great, thanks. Mike, I've got some bad news.
Uh-oh.
Very bad news. If the headline in Drudge is anything to go by, your days are numbered. Here we go. Hillary Clinton and Barbara Boxer want a legislative fix for talk radio. Okay?
Yes, go ahead. Tell us about that.
I clicked on the link and it didn't give any details, but it seems that Hilleroyd and her best friend in the Senate want the likes of URBN and the callers to just shut up or else face the consequences. There's even a photo of these two on the Drudge webpage who for all intents and purposes look like a couple of you-know-what going out on the first date. I mean, it's sickening.
That's very, very interesting.
Now back to your main topic on war. You know, possibly the most incisive no-punches-pulled analysis I've recently read on our current condition is provided by Justin Raimondo at antiwar.com.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Under the title Nihilism and Neoconservatism, which I urge your listeners to read. A couple of quotes, if I may. Mike?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. He states, by any rational measure, the results of our Middle Eastern policy of regime change in Iraq and bullying intervention throughout the region have been an abysmal failure from beginning to end. Now, here's the kicker. By neoconservative, bizarro world standards, however, what we are witnessing is a smashing success. He goes on, the permanent crisis of perpetual war abroad and a state of siege on the home front, that's the neocon utopia.
Absolutely.
He finishes with, and this is kind of daunting, while we at home are not quite reduced to fighting it out on the streets, Palestinian style, for the first time since the Civil War, that possibility no longer seems quite so far-fetched. And if that doesn't scare you, then you'll do well in the dark age to come.
Well, let's see what happens when they try to bring in a draft.
Yeah, Mike, it seems to me that things are coming down to the crunch.
Yeah, I think so. I think if they try to bring in a draft, which is what they're going to need to do, then all hell is going to break loose, and maybe that's exactly what we need.
Okay, Mike, thanks.
All right, Mike, thanks for your call.
Take care.
All right, folks, we're going to be wrapping it up here. We've got a couple other callers lined up, but I'm going to try to squeeze as many in as possible.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Attention gardeners, if you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, well, here's exciting news. There's a new product called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants. It works by providing true broad spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. So what does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency Hybrix wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. To grow tasty fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We only have a couple minutes here, but we've got a couple callers lined up, but we're going to go to Bob from Texas. Bob, what's going on?
Hello.
How are you tonight?
I'm fine, Mike. How are you?
All righty.
Okay. First of all, I looked up the definition of anti-Semitism in Webster's.
Okay.
It is not anti-Semitic to criticize Israel. And I don't think you should... That's the myth that the... That's the myth the Israelis would like to have out there. I don't think you should keep repeating that.
Well, no, Mike, or I'm sorry, Bob, no, the fact is they did change the dictionary definition of anti-Semitism. If you support the enemies of Israel, that is, anybody who is the critics of Israel, you are considered anti-Semitic. Now, what edition of the dictionary did you look it up in?
I looked it up on the Internet.
On the Internet, okay. Well, do you know what the...
It was the Webster's Online.
Webster's Online. Well,
yes.
I know for a fact that they did change the dictionary definition a few years ago, and it created quite a fuss.
Well,
now, maybe that... I'll have to look up that one that they have online, but I can tell you that it was changed a few years ago.
Okay, well, anyway, until you verify it, don't go telling other people that it is, because... There are valid reasons to criticize Israel. You know, I'm not a Bible scholar, but even God kicked the Jewish people out of Israel, okay? Because he because he didn't like their behavior, all right?
Okay.
And he, my personal opinion is, you know why I think God did that, if he did do it? Because he realized that they needed to learn how to live among other people. And until they learned how to live and get along with other people, he wasn't going to allow them back.
Okay.
That's how I look at that. So, but the
well, I'll tell you what, on Judgment Day, you can tell that to God himself.
Well, the other thing I want to say before my time runs out is, and this, I know this is critical, but you are empowering them too much, because I can hardly listen to your program anymore, because you keep telling us every day how powerful they are, how powerful they are. They are not that powerful. You make them twice as powerful as they really are. What you need to do is, well, I won't go.
Well, no, go ahead. Go ahead. I want to hear what you. I know. I mean, I'm interested in what you have to say. Say it.
Well, let me put it this way. I never knew of Eric Hutschmidt and his friend until I listened to your show. In a sense, you empowered them, because I actually went out and looked on the internet to find out who they were.
Okay, you're absolutely right about that, but I don't want to talk about those fools. I want to talk about what you were saying about...
It's the same kind of thing, okay? Even if when you have a position in an argument, you have to become an advocate for your position. You can't go about bringing out the strong points of the opposing position, because you will never win that way. You do have to, at some point, realize that you have to become an advocate. And that doesn't mean you have to not talk about the facts, but it does mean that you can't keep always focusing on their strong points and our weak points.
Well, you know, the problem is their strong points...
No, don't say that.
They are strong in the points of power, Mike. You know what? I'm gonna have a whole show on this topic. I'm glad you called in, Bob. I keep calling you Mike,
well,
Bob.
You're not mad, are you?
Yeah, I'm gonna do a whole show on this topic.
Good.
But as you know, I hear that music playing, and so do you. That means we gotta hang it up for the evening. So, folks, think about what Mike has just said. Mike, Bob, think about what Bob has just said. Do we give the Jews too much credit for having too much power? We'll talk about that on the show tomorrow night. Think about it. All right. Have a good evening.